We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
All right, welcome back here for the 7 o'clock hour on a Monday morning as the NFL is about ready to get back to work, including the Miami Dolphins in the middle of the week. And the reason you're hearing the whole thing that Hollywood's having fun with. Team USA basketball lost to France 83-76. Absolutely embarrassing that they lose to that group of guys. And they're NBA players. They got good NBA players on there. Rudy Gobert, defensive player of the year, good player. But the rest of those guys.
You crack me up, bro.
There's no way they should lose to France. And I don't care that those guys got there in the middle of the night. The guys that played in the finals just came over and just barely had time to get their uniform on and check it out and iron it and the whole thing. But they should not lose to that group of guys. Just no way.
Joe, they should steamroll past teams. I mean, I'm not saying win by 40 or 50 like the Dream Team did in 92. I get it. But you're telling me that we can't put the best team together in the world, even without some of the best players in the NBA? We can't? Not anymore? It's over?
They've got a really good, talented team, even before Booker and Middleton and Holiday join them. Coach Popovich got to do a better job. I see he was getting blasted for not playing the right guys and the right having a feel for his team and all those. But they better from star power from the top of Kevin Durant and Lillard, their ass needs to play a lot better. Now, they are lucky it's just group play and the top two teams get in, and they should be the second team behind France.
Right.
And be able to move on. But, boy. It was a bad loss, man. That is one sport of all the team and individual sports in the Olympics, and there's a bunch, which, by the way, a lot of them couldn't watch. But you gotta win. I mean, they need to win it all. That's our sport. I get that we got guys faster. We just watched Jamaica dominate us in sprints for a long time with the greatest sprinter of all time.
But you gotta win in basketball.
But you gotta win in basketball.
Come on.
I mean, come on. The NBA.
How are we doing? We're not even in the men's 3-on-3. How are we doing in the women's 3-on-3 at this point?
I didn't get a chance to watch because, I didn't know till recently there was a 3-on-3, which, by the way, you would think for men and women, 3-on-3, I mean, that is.
Should be our sport also.
I mean, that's year-round. Like, when the NBA takes a rest, we all go out, all different ages, including guys my age, and play 3-on-3 because they can't play full court. They can't get up and down the court. 3-on-3 is one of the last things we can do as men. I mean, let me see. Tennis and then walking with your wife. That's all that's left after 3-on-3 basketball. There's not much left because you can play 3-on-3 basketball at a real slow pace. It's our sport, man. 3-on-3 basketball.
We didn't qualify, Joe.
You ever go to Central Park and see all the 3-on-3 games? Hey, guys, no 5-on-5. That's on the other court.
Joe, we didn't get a team that qualified. Forget about there and not winning the gold. We don't even have a team there.
Yeah.
How is that possible?
Not sure how that didn't happen. But
we couldn't get Joe Johnson and a couple of these guys from the big three out there?
I got to tell you, Joe Johnson, he is the MVP.
Right.
Watching that over
Come
the
on.
Yeah, he's good. But anyway, so, yeah, man, that needs to be ours. More than anything else. Anything else that you throw out for Summer Olympics, Team USA basketball should be the one that shows up. And everybody knows, and the team you're playing knows, let's play for the silver. Because we got no shot at the gold.
Yep.
Somebody forgot to tell France that. Because,
not anymore. Right.
Those guys are like, hey, man, let's do it. Let's get after it. Anyway, that was one story. The other story is the big power move in college football going on right now. More probably going to pop today or tomorrow with Oklahoma and Texas potentially leaving the Big 12 to join the SEC. And now stuff's leaking out that the SEC may not be done. They've already targeted FSU and Clemson, Michigan, and Ohio State in the Big Ten as well. So the only ones they're not interested in is they've decided, hey, Pac-12, we watch your show. You guys are out. We don't care about anybody from Oregon to USC. We're going to pass on you guys. But we've got 20 teams. If they can do it, we got all the big boys joining us for the most part.
God, we thought college football changed July 1st, right?
Power 20.
This would be a little different.
They do that. They pull this off, and it's like everybody calls and says, all right, I think it's Commissioner Sankey. You're the president, the CEO of college football. What are we doing here? What do you want the rest of us to do? Because it's your show right now. You just sucked up all the money, all the big money, with all the best coaches, the best programs in the country for the most part. And
at that point, do you have your own playoff? Do you even do the NCAA kind of national championship thing?
I don't know.
I mean, there's got to be a conversation between the top dogs that if this happens, and I say a big if, and they get these 20 teams in, like you said, and Ohio State and Michigan join, and Clemson and Florida State join, and they got Texas and Oklahoma, if you get all these ADs together, what the hell do you need the rest of the college football landscape for?
Well,
let's just have our own playoff, 4-team, 6-team playoff at the end of the season, and our top six. Who's going to watch? Who's going to care about a Miami-USC bowl game?
Well, those other schools better fight like hell, because this seems like it's going to end up in the courtrooms. I can't imagine like a school like Miami is going to end up outside of whatever the main conference in college football is. Could you imagine a brand as big as that
not being in?
And they're like on the outside of whatever this super conference is?
Sorry, imagine a Vanderbilt and a Kentucky in there and a Miami and USC not in there.
Yeah. Well, how about this?
By the way,
Oregon.
I know the only thing we care about is football, but there's a lot of other Olympic sports that these schools play. And it does matter to an extent, right?
Did you go Olympic sports?
You did say Olympic sports.
That's what they call them, kind of, isn't it? The non-sexy sports, the non-revenue sports, whatever you know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
I knew what you were saying. Okay. I didn't know if you were throwing Olympics.
You scared me for a second.
Don't like the Olympics.
Well, it's a term. I don't like the Olympics, but it's a term.
I would say.
What do you do about those? Like, you can't have all these schools traveling around the country for all these other sports.
No, I think they're all in on everything as part of the deal, if that's what you're asking. You think Texas is going for football and we don't care about everybody else because we're going to make so much money?
No, they're making a super conference to make a super conference for all sports.
They're gonna make ESPN and everybody else completely redo. If you're in on us, this is what you get.
Oh, ESPN's the happiest out of everybody. They have the SEC deal for like another 10 years.
It's pretty scary, potentially, of what every team could make. You know who just tried to do the same thing, and it lasted about 48 hours, was soccer. They were putting all those great teams together.
Right. How long did that last?
Some of those fan bases said, not only screw you, we want you fired for even thinking about doing that.
Well, this will destroy how many rivalries in college football? Miami-Florida State, I can think of for one.
Yeah, that's done.
Why would they ever play each other again?
But if they move Ohio State and Michigan, that takes care of that one. That'll be fine.
I can tell you one
thing. Auburn and LSU and Alabama, those will be fine.
Now, you're naming SEC rivalries. I'm talking about every other conference.
But Ohio State-Michigan. if they go in there, you're going to get Texas-Texas A&M. You're going to get Oklahoma-Texas still. Like, these are still pretty big rivalries in college football.
They've got a lot of the big rivalries will stay in-house.
But Miami-Florida State's gone.
Just fine.
If that happens.
That one would be.
There's got to be some lawyers out there. I know this antitrust and monopolies and all this other nonsense that can make some sense of this,
Did you see the amount of money, potentially,
so much money
that Oklahoma and Texas are going to have to pay just to get out of the Big 12? And they're like, that's okay. What is it, 60, 70 million, 80 million? That's okay.
Yep. No SEC problem. Cut that check for them.
We'll do that. Yeah. No problem. Matter of fact, we'll have a couple of guys. We'll call four of our top guys. They'll cut that themselves. Jeez, man. Just a crazy, crazy amount of money going on with these two huge stories that are going on. The other story, of course, going on, you're going to hear all morning, is Aaron Rodgers and the retirement and whether he's going to retire, what his game plan is to. Basically, I don't think he really wants to retire, but he's doing whatever he thinks best to get out, which is kind of a late jump on getting out of here.
SportsCenter opened their 7 a.m. live show this morning with Rodgers retire ? Like, that's how they opened their show.
You went nuts when I mentioned that to you last time. I mean, that was a story.
I don't
story
see him retiring.
Okay, but whether you like it or not, it was a story over the weekend, and a lot of the sports books pulled the Packers' win total odds because of that. Because they got news that he might retire.
As good as Aaron Rodgers is, does anybody really see a guy that's just coming off an MVP year retiring? Even weirdo, strange dude Aaron Rodgers?
It'd be the most shocking thing I've seen in a while in sports.
An MVP year.
Right, I wouldn't be surprised at all. I saw that news and I thought, yeah, that sounds about right.
Why, Woody?
Why? Because I think he's really pissed off the situation that he's in, Joe. They don't seem willing to trade him. And
They'll trade him.
I can just see him just saying,
you trade him in time.
I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing and playing golf and hanging out on the beach or whatever it is that he's doing and just calling it a day.
That dude's going to be on another team in 2 weeks. He'll be on another team in 2 weeks.
I'll tell you,
not for what they're going to be asking. Are you kidding? What was it, 3 firsts and a second they want?
Yeah.
Still got John Gruden's phone number?
I think they're going to be able to get more than the 2 first-round picks I saw go to L.A. I'm seeing it's going to be a lot more than that. That guy, and listen, he's getting towards the end of the 30s here, too, in the last couple of years. But I just don't see him retiring, leaving that money. And I see him playing into his 40s, 41, 42. He stays pretty healthy, but, you know, Green Bay just offered him $40 or $45 million a year just on an extension.
Right.
And he said, basically, kiss my rear end. Somebody's going to give him that money. That's going to be the price to have Aaron Rodgers.
Well, he's made $240 million in his career, and he can make $200 and change over the next five.
Yeah.
Like, he's made $240 million in 16 years, and he's got a chance to make another $200 and change in the next five.
I don't know
if he plays
what he's already thinking. He's going to get all these game shows out in Hollywood. I don't.
You're not going to make that kind of money doing game shows.
I don't know what those game show guys make, but I don't see him leaving $200 million on the table.
It's a lot to give up.
To be done in his early 40s, 42, 43, and retire with an extra couple hundred million dollars.
It's a lot to give up.
There's a game show out there for everyone. You see the Dwayne Wade show?
Well, I mean, there's, you know.
The Cube?
If Dwayne Wade's making $10 million a year for that, then
God bless his agent.
Right.
Just the fact he's getting paid.
Right.
Is impressive.
Stop. That show's terrible. I like Dwayne. That show's terrible. I gave it a chance.
Like, he talks.
I gave it a chance.
By the way,
I
did too. And I like Dwayne.
I like Dwayne. Like, has nothing to do personally with Dwayne. The show stinks.
No, Dwayne didn't write it.
No, I know.
He's not even terrible on it. It's
no.
It's the premise of the show.
The premise of the show is not good. Right. Right. I'd rather have, what was it, LeBron's Plinko game that he had a couple years ago?
Man. See if you can get 30 balls in this hole in 20 seconds.
Yeah, right. You want me to try?
I mean, Dwayne's like a traveling carnival.
Dwayne Wade will help
you. It's a traveling carnival show. That's what it's
Man.
Yeah, Dwayne is the lead carny on
He's
that
the
show.
Carny.
So I just
can figure out those games.
I just wonder if Dwayne said with his agent when they popped this up to him, Dwayne, you're a good-looking guy. We think his agent goes, man, this could last a long time.
Dwayne's like, sign me up.
His agent, he goes, this, or did he say, this might be a one-hit wonder, this show?
Gabby didn't, like, warn him? Hey, no.
This is
no.
The next Price is Right, Dwayne.
I just want
this
just
is want, the next guys, Price is
I'll
Right.
Let you guys know, you guys are bad, bad guys.
Love Dwayne, show stinks.
Just so you know, that show's on TNT because most people haven't seen it.
Right.
So.
Right, that's a problem.
I do know that. There's a lot of Cube fans out there.
Yeah.
All right.
Sure. Yeah, you're nice
to get the ratings in on that thing.
You're a bad, bad man. All right, listen, we got to go to break here. We've got. By the way, before we go to break, if you've had a chance and you watched, did anybody catch, and if you haven't, please go to social media to see Tom Brady's Jugs Machine 3 in a row. Right smack into the machine. It kicked it right back to him. The third throw was just as accurate. Right in, it popped. You know, he knocks the machine down and ball pops up in the air, and then he turns. One of the greatest things I've ever seen.
I love it.
fake or real, it was unbelievable that Tom Brady was able to do that, and I don't think he really did it.
I want to believe it's real. I want to believe it.
You believe whatever you want, man. That's got some fake stuff written all over it right there. Hey, right now I want to tell you about something that's real. Your South Florida Chevy dealers, they are real every day. And I hope over the weekend you're able to go out there and see that big, beautiful SUV family, whether it's the big guys like the Tahoes and Suburbans to the midsize SUVs like that new 2021 Traverse, all that space. You're going, wait a second. For everybody's thought, they went, midsize SUV, it can't have this much space for the family. I did want something smaller than the Tahoe and Suburban just to feel more comfortable, easier to get around, but I can't believe it has this much space. I can't believe my kids that are 6'3 and 6'4 have that much space in the back seat. Well, that's what we're talking about, a midsize SUV, spacious enough to accommodate the big family and doesn't compromise any of the style. And then our smaller SUVs have been really hot, the Equinox SUV and the Chevy Blazer. Again, plenty of room for you and the whole family. Easy to get around in that small parking spot. I'm telling you right now, we got to figure it out with the best overall product we've ever had at your South Florida Chevy dealers right now. Those Silverado trucks, got a lot of them. And when I have a lot of something, that means you got a great deal if you're looking to buy a truck. Strong, durable, steel bed Silverado trucks is a great way to go. Listen, these are the best overall products we've ever had. And South Florida Chevy dealers are going to tell you, come on down, take a test drive, and then get a great deal with exactly what you're looking for. So no excuses. We've got convenient locations in Dade, Broward, and Monroe County. Find new roads at your South Florida.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Or the Chevy dealer today.
AM 560 The Joe WQM presents the Verizon Artist Lounge with Miami football star and entrepreneur DJ Williams, hosted by our own Joe Rose. Catch up with DJ Williams as he talks about his football career and the business he started post-career. Enter to win your way online at WQM.com for this exclusive virtual event. On Tuesday, August 3rd, it's at 7 p.m., the Verizon Artist Lounge, featuring DJ Williams, hosted by our own Joe Rose. Details online at WQAM.com for this virtual event.
All right, Zach, Jeff Darlington from ESPN, NFL Insider, going to join us at 8 o'clock. Brett McMurphy is going to join us in the 9 o'clock hour, right at 9 o'clock, to talk about the craziness that's going on in college football with no sport is in the middle of making more changes than college football is right now. Now, it's college sports. Can affect all the rest of them who have to follow. The rest of the sports programs have to follow. But this is all about college football. Make no mistake about it. This is all about the college football programs that the Super 20 that potentially could be put together by the SEC. Boy, the SEC just looked at all their partners in the Power Five and said, we don't respect you. We don't respect you. We don't. It's just business, man. Just business. We're making a big move here.
Well, we don't respect your whole conference, but we do like them and them, so they could come with us. And in this conference, we're not big fans of the rest of you guys, but your top dogs will take them also. They're picking and choosing. Listen, we thought it was the Wild Wild West July 1st. It's so much different now. If they can make this mega conference, I mean, not that college football, and we say this every couple of years, oh, it's going to change forever. It's done, the NCAA. It's done. What else, if you're the SEC, and what'd you say the guy's name was? Was it Sankey, who is the SEC commissioner?
How about Zach?
He becomes the most powerful man almost in sports.
Zach.
One of them.
First of all, the head of the NCAA's, he's done. He's done. I mean, I know he's got a nice salary, and he's done. This just
kicks him right out of the office.
Because we have alumni of these schools down here that listen to our show, the FIUs, the FAUs of the world. What happens to those programs? I'm not even talking about the programs that are in the American, like Central Florida and South Florida. I'm talking about like these schools that we have down here that are big schools with 30,000 kids that play Division I sports. What happens to them?
Well, I would just start by saying this when you were saying that. They're in trouble. They're in trouble in the big picture.
Okay, but what does that mean? They're in trouble? Like they're just not going to play anymore?
No, they got to keep playing.
But
football's not going to disappear.
Where's the demand for their product if they end up? And where's the demand?
Well, let me
for
ask
any
you, where's their demand right now?
20? Where's the Joe?
Where's their demand right now? What are they drawing at their game?
It's certainly low. But if you expand the playoff, if you keep things the way they are, and you expand the playoff to 12 teams, in theory, those conferences could have some sort of a shot to get a team in. In theory. Right, and they're still playing towards getting into a respectable bowl game. You hope to get into, you know, some level of a bowl game. What would they be playing for then?
If this
whole thing goes the way that it could go here,
you're talking about
the
20.
Yeah,
if it gets to the 20,
playing for at that point?
You better angle your way into another conference that's got an automatic bid.
We don't even know what the rules are going to be if they go to Super 20. If they go to a power conference,
what happens to a school like the University of Miami if that happens?
Well. I'm glad you brought that up because if I'm the athletic director, Blake James, at the University of Miami, first thing I did was call the new commissioner of the ACC and said, hey, can't worry about the rest of them, but we got to keep Clemson. We got to keep Florida State. And by the way, we got to call Notre Dame and see what it's going to take to get them in full time to get out of this NBC deal that they have. We need them full time. We need to lock them in.
If you're Clemson and Florida State, don't you go? Isn't this your opportunity to go into this mega conference? You can't not go. You can not go.
Yeah, I don't see how you make a bid to keep those guys, Joe.
Like I don't know what they could do. They cannot offer as much money as what's going to be made in this big mega conference.
Well, the recruiting is now officially on, and you've got to come out with something. Like if they do this, we got to get the number two position. We got to call Penn State, first team I was thinking of. We've got to go get Notre Dame so that we can lock up the.
Well, why would Notre Dame go? I mean, it just doesn't make any sense for them. But for the ACC, there's just so
Notre Dame, by the way,
little left. Like the ACC would have to go to 20 teams, right?
They'd have to try to make their own mega conference.
Probably try to make their own big conference, and then what do you do? Do you go out west, like go to Texas? And try to scoop up some of those schools, like a TCU or a Houston.
Oh, they've already said.
But do you go that far if you're the ACC?
They said
that doesn't fit their footprint.
I think you got to go farther west.
I think these teams in the Big 12 are wondering who's going to pick them up. And yesterday, the reports were that the Pac-12 will look at some of them.
They'd be crazy not to
try to add some on there, and then the other one they're saying the AAC. Which is outside the Power Five, is looking to pick up some of the Big 12 teams and try to get something going here themselves.
Stop calling it Power Five, by the way. That term really doesn't exist anymore.
Well, it's just so people know. So here, I'll tell you why we say Power Five. You want to just always say Big 12. You want to go through the whole thing and say Pac-12 and Big 12 and Big 10. You want to do that, you do it.
Don't worry. The American's going to be a powerful conference when this is all said and done.
Wow. Listen, in a couple months, it just could be the SEC and everyone else.
I will tell you, though, man, there are going to be some – if they get that group together, if it does happen – wow.
Joe, they go mega and they get Ohio State and Michigan, they get Clemson and Florida State, they get Oklahoma and Texas. On top of the fact that every week the SEC's basically got the game of the week anyway, but you're going to add six teams and two of those teams are the other two teams that every year are in the playoff?
I don't see it. Ohio State? Man. The legal battle that's going to come from that? From the schools that
are
going to
be lawyers on both
screwed.
Sides. It's not just one side.
By the way, I did have some other rivalries for you. UCLA, USC, and USC Notre Dame, right?
They're good rivalries.
Good
rivalries. Sure.
They used to be.
I mean, how many of those teams outside of the Notre Dame is good?
No, the Notre Dame. I'm actually surprised the SEC hadn't made a run at Notre Dame. Maybe they did, and they're going,
Notre Dame
we're
said,
an independent.
No. Right.
We're bigger than that. No, we're not doing that.
By the way, Clemson and Florida State jump. Notre Dame, if the best shot you're ever going to have to get Notre Dame in your conference is then, because Notre Dame walks in the ACC and they're the best team in football.
Probably saying, here's how it's going to work if we join. We need to get a little bit more money than
right.
the rest of this
That's
group.
It. What's the cut for each?
North Carolina,
we need a little bit more than that.
North Carolina State. Right. Hey, Virginia. Oh, Virginia Tech used to be good like Miami. Okay. We need to get a little bit more here with the poll. Well, we'll see what happens, and hopefully it doesn't continue, especially when it's your team that's not in there.
Well, if you're on the outside looking in right now, you don't want this to happen. If you're a Florida State fan, you're telling me you don't want this to happen? If I'm a Florida State fan right now, I'm hoping this deal gets done tomorrow.
Oh, no.
Let's do it. Let's get in this mega conference.
I can hear Florida State going, you want us?
Right.
you want us? Is that...
Out of all the teams, really, after our last couple of years of playing football or whatever it is up
I'll
there?
I'll tell you what.
You guys think this would be disappointing for college football as a whole, right, if this happened?
Yes, I do. I'm not.
I don't know.
I just think it would destroy. Zach doesn't care because he went to one of those schools, but for everyone else that didn't go to one of those 20 schools, you're getting absolutely screwed. But
I'm looking forward to Florida, Ohio State on a random Saturday in Clemson, Florida.
I will tell you, though, that if it was my school that
of
was
course.
In there, I'd be all fired up. But
where are the Vandy fans at this morning?
Are they going to call Cal Berkeley and see if they want in? I mean, are they?
Maybe in the AAC.
Maybe the AAC will call.
The American Conference is spanning all over the country.
I mean, listen, if you're a conference like that, don't you have – like, if you're the ACC, you have to, like, survive. You have to survive. You have to do what you can to survive at this point. If they put this mega conference together.
Let's give it some time here before we just
– I get it.
I don't think it happens. I don't see it happening. I also don't see Texas and Oklahoma leaving the Big 12.
Oh, I do.
I really don't.
There's so much more money also. They're getting a lot, but there's a lot more out there.
If this was just for leverage with the Big 12, it worked.
Genius.
Because they're going to be reworking that, telling Oklahoma State and the rest of them, hey, you're going to have to give up some of your money to keep those other two. We can't lose them.
What was in that report? It said that Texas and Oklahoma get about 50% of the money that gets dispersed. That's how much money they bring in. If I'm Texas and Oklahoma, I'm saying, here's the deal. Here's the new split. Texas and Oklahoma takes 50% of the pot, and the rest of you guys split the other 50%. And that's the only way we stay.
They're talking about them giving them up to $56 million each with a new deal, with the rest of them getting 30-something.
Wow.
So it will it'll be interesting. Boy, money. Everything gets back to money in sports, doesn't it? Everything we talk about.
Oh, I like the text. ACC is a joke. They can't even get the ACC network on Comcast.
There's a go. They're thinking outside the box, but you're right.
Do you have ESPN, sir? Because that's all you're going to need soon at this point.
It is frustrating, you know, go to watch a football game.
I know.
Watch Miami on a football game, and they're going, it's on the ACC network, and you're like, oh, come on, man. We don't have that. Jeez, come on. That was a teaser. All right, listen, we got to go to break here. We got Hollywood's headlines. Then Jeff Darlington will join us this morning. A lot of football news in the NFL as well with Jeff coming up here, including two quarterbacks. Seems like we've been talking about those two quarterbacks for a while now. And you know, Darlington's close to Tom Brady. I got to ask him about the jugs machine, the three in a row, fake or real, if you've seen it. Definitely fake. No way Brady made those three throws. And the ball came back. The ball doesn't perfectly. Always come back perfectly right. to you like that, even in that damn machine.
I want
to
believe it.
Stop.
I want to believe it.
You think he stuck it in there and it popped right back to
I mean,
him three
times? He hired a video team to, like, hey, make a doctored video?
You think that would
you
really
watch
be...
movies, Jerky?
It wouldn't be the first time he cheated, but.
Wow, good one. Well done.
You're a miserable human
well
being.
Well done.
You're such a miserable, miserable man. All right, we as we go to break here, I want to talk to you about sports-related injuries. I hate talking about them, but sooner or later, they happen in team sports and individual sports to your family, to you. Doesn't matter what age you are. The more active you are, the more chances there are going to be that you get injured. Sure is nice to have one of the top sports medicine programs in the country. I didn't say locally. In the country, man, they're really good. Miami Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Institute, better known as Doctors Hospital in Coral Gables, and a big, big part of Baptist Health. So when people ask me, where do the pros go? And I go, well, enter Miami, the Heat, the Panthers, and the Miami Dolphins. And if the truth be known, all the teams I didn't mention would like to go there too. And you can figure out who that is because they want to be affiliated with those same doctors. Those same doctors take care of high school, college, and professional athletes every day. Not just here in South Florida. They come in from all over the country for second opinion or to get their surgery done. And stay for those physical therapists they have too, man. One goal between the doctors and those physical therapists, get you back out quickly playing the sports you love the most. They've seen that injury. They fixed that injury. Achilles, knee, shoulder, ankle, back, hip and knee replacement. I could go on and on. And for our high schools, it sure is nice to know that they're going to be able to see those same doctors too, man. So listen, the next time you have a problem, especially if you're up in Broward, got a brand new facility right off 595 and Pine Island up there, where all those doctors are working out of as well. So you can see them. Just visit BaptistHealth.net/ortho. Make it.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
An appointment today.
And now it's time for Hollywood's headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
Here's Woody. What do you got today, Hollywood?
All right, you guys see this Wayne Rooney situation?
No.
So Wayne Rooney apparently, long story short, fell asleep and there were a bunch of women around him. And there's a woman who's he's sitting in a chair. Sleeping, there's a woman who's in her underwear in a bed behind him, and a bunch of pictures came up on online. Now, listen. There's another There's another girl posted a picture. Anyway, a lot of pictures came up that don't look very good for Wayne Rooney here. He's not happy that the police are getting involved in this this situation. By the way, but they were some different. Different models that were involved in this thing.
Hey, Woody, start from the beginning. You say he fell asleep?
It looks that way. It says the pictures appear to show Rooney upright but asleep in a chair between two nearby women, one of whom is lying in the bed in the background. Several bottles can also be seen in the photos.
Never fall asleep in a place you shouldn't be.
Rule
number one, never fall asleep in a place you shouldn't be.
He's married, I think, by the way. So
yes.
Yeah. I believe that is accurate.
How do you get out of that one?
For now.
You don't.
Any way to get out? No. Well, it does. The article gives him the benefit of the doubt that says he might not have been doing anything wrong. So,
by the way, Rooney is married to childhood sweetheart Colleen. And they have four sons together.
So I think the childhood sweetheart does give you a little more of a hall pass.
Really? I would think it's 10 times worse.
There's no suggestion Rooney did anything untoward or behaved inappropriately. It's like an English article.
I don't know, man. I can't see any wife being real excited about you passed out and women behind you looking naughty. That's just
not good.
Not good.
All right, we go to something else here.
Not good, Joe.
We get to more stuff like that later.
Right.
Did you guys see the halftime show at the USA basketball game?
No.
They had a full-size robot. Looked like a
Oh, I saw a video of this.
Human.
Yes.
And went out there and was a better shooter than most of the players on the USA team.
You should hire that guy. Like a robot.
You see the robot?
Yeah.
Take over for Ben Simmons. They can make free throws.
Take over for just about anyone on the USA team right now.
It's kind of scary, though, when you think about it.
Yeah, of course.
You ever seen what are they going to do? Take somebody's job?
You never
it's cool.
Joe, you ever seen the movie Terminator? World.
Yeah, yes. Don't you ever see when the machines take over?
Right.
He's better at basketball than any of the USA players.
They already made a robot that could shoot better
than
half the NBA.
One loss. Well, they do deserve it, to be honest. So
come
take
on. As long as they program them to be good.
Right.
Nobody got more pressure than Kevin Durant. Oh, my God.
Oh, you wanted to play.
You went over there because you are Mr. Olympics. Your ass better come home with a big, fat gold medal around your neck.
All right, Joe, I saved you plenty of time for this one here. Jennifer Lopez turned 52 over the weekend.
Looks great.
I have plenty of time for you here with Ben Affleck. The pictures were up. He was squeezing her, kissing her, all kinds of stuff going on with them over the weekend. A-Rod, by the way, was on a yacht over the weekend doing his own thing. So everyone seems to be doing well.
The wealthiest man in the world. Yeah. He's fine.
Yeah. They're both living their lives.
Who's winning the battle there?
Ben Affleck.
Yeah, Ben Affleck. Man.
I don't know, man. Jeez.
He's winning.
Let me just say something about J-Lo.
Month and a half ago, he wasn't even in the picture.
Let me just say something about J-Lo here real quickly. Can she do anything without putting all her business out there?
No.
Is there anything? No. I keep hearing how she wants to have part of her life private. What part?
Sure.
Well, in fairness to her, those pictures they take, like, don't look like they're posing for him. By the way, that is some creepy stuff, man. Like, when you see those photos.
Where the person is taking the pictures.
Yeah, it's just like.
Upside down in a tree.
They get paid money. That's the new.
You guys are hanging out of trees.
That's the new hot couple. A-Rod's out.
It's creepy, man.
Bennifer's back.
Don't count A-Rod, the dog in A-Rod, though. He's going to make a strong comeback with somebody. She's really tried to smash him, though, hasn't she?
She's winning right now.
Does your heart hurt a little bit? That'll teach you. A little miss looking for reality star. Pull that on me.
House hunting, Jeff.
Need someone to sit courtside at those Timberwolves games, man.
He'll find somebody.
He ain't showing up by himself very much.
Mm-mm.
All right, weird one over the weekend as well here, guys. Kanye West, who apparently is releasing a new album and had to have a full stadium of people come out and listen to this thing. The album wasn't finished. He made people wait like all night. Finally, I guess he finally played the album. He, according to reports, has been living at Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
What?
Until the album is finished. Did you see him? So the soccer team, the MLS team, Atlanta United played a game there the day after his little event, and he was spotted wandering around the stadium. He was in the seats for part of the game. He was walking around. He was in people's seats. He got booted.
Are you surprised by anything with this guy?
And he's walking around with like a.
He's just living in the stadium?
Yeah, and he wears like a stocking over his face, like a.
Weird
I think
dude.
He's, I think he's
my
lost
man,
it, man.
My man needs to stay on those meds.
Right. Yeah.
He gets off the road when he's not on the meds.
He said he's living in the
stadium. Skips a
couple
of days.
Not that I'm sticking up for the Kardashians, but he was a little weird before that, too, right?
There was a report, by the way, that came out that
don't
the Columbus crew.
Don't be defending the Kardashians.
So the Columbus crew who played Atlanta had to use a different locker room because Kanye apparently is living in the visitors' locker room.
He's living in the locker room?
I guess. That's what they're saying.
Joe, that's not weird?
Yeah, he's a weird dude.
I mean, that's weird.
He's a weird dude.
Did you see the photos and videos of him walking around the stadium, though?
Did you guys see he was supposed to be?
Guy.
This is like the Baker Mayfield commercials coming true,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
When he lives
that's
in the stadium?
Exactly what
right.
It is, yeah.
He, I think it was supposed to be at Rolling Loud. He didn't make it.
Yeah.
Well, not performing, right?
I think he
I think he was supposed to perform.
Was he really?
I think he was the headliner last night.
Hey.
No?
Post Malone, dog.
Sorry.
So Tyler Hero got his moment.
He was on stage, right?
Tyler did?
Yeah. He went out with Jack Harlow, right? I saw that video.
There's a song called Tyler Hero.
Right.
By the way, the song
is called Tyler Hero.
Very certain the Heat are concerned about that.
I see an article coming out any day now.
Yeah.
Hollywood's all over that.
Hey, he better be holding his breath with his trade deadline when it comes up here, when the free agency opens and the trades start popping.
When's this, the draft? You said Thursday?
Tyler better be holding his he better be jumping around a little bit. There ain't no guarantee his ass is not going to be part of a deal.
See if someone drops another big bombshell report before then, too.
Hollywood Tyler?
Yeah, brutal.
I think, did I see, Instagram model pregnant? No?
She is. What? Yes, she is.
She is?
She's like very pregnant.
I didn't know that.
I don't look at pictures of her.
Wow. Tyler's going to be a dad,
You don't look at pictures of her. Obviously you do. You knew about it.
You're kind of busted right there. I literally haven't seen it, but you just busted yourself
there. She's like very pregnant.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
What a sign of the times. Joe knows that and Zach.
I had no idea.
All right. Finally, guys, we have a new entry into the world of weed products.
Oh.
And this guy has gotten his company going from jail. None other than Joe Exotic. Joe Exotic has dubbed himself the new king of cannabis.
What?
He's
got like 15 years left.
I'm learning about all this as we go here, but apparently there's a weed trade show. They have a weed convention.
Wow.
In Vegas, of course. And his product will be debuting there.
What is it? Do we know? Like a candy bar? Is it?
There are tigers, lions, and cub drawings on the front of the package.
Like animal cookies?
Joe appears on the package as well. And it says that he's also working on a cannabis seltzer called Tiger, and then P word for urine.
Just sounds great.
Not allowed to say on the radio for whatever reason.
Whatever. That was funny how
he
did
has,
that.
No, well he has a, so a seltzer, and then there's going to be like a full, a full line of
cannabis products from Tiger.
Figure out how else you can get high.
Hey, listen.
To find something
coming
new.
Coming by way of a place called Honeydew, California, Joe.
Of course it is.
You know Honeydew, California?
I sure don't.
Okay. That's where it comes from.
Honeydew, California. Wow. Joe Exotic making cash in jail.
Strong,
man.
Good
for him.
Real strong today.
By the way, we are still working on getting him out of jail. I think they are going to listen to his case again and redo his sentence.
Yeah, they're going to redo his sentence. It's going to be no longer.
Yeah.
How many years has he been in there?
Too long, man. Too long.
He's got a lot of years left.
Well, he went in after we saw the show, right?
But they said he's having a rough time in there, though, which is sad.
Oh, so now you feel sorry for a guy?
I do. I don't think he did anything wrong. I think he's an idiot.
You feel sorry for all the stuff he did to those animals?
No, that's different, but I don't think that he should be in jail for murder for hire.
I mean, he did hire someone to murder.
Maybe you need to cool off. He's calling that woman a bitch. And
basically, but that's all for TV, but you know.
But you can't threaten to kill somebody for showbiz.
Oh, whatever. He gave some hillbilly $100 and said, go kill this woman. Like, come on. I probably laughed at him.
He didn't do it.
Got to be careful with that, Wood. You know that.
Free Joe Exotic.
I'm going to free you.
Jeez. By the way, if they did free him, you'd be the first person to tune in to the next show.
Oh, I hope we have more.
Oh, I'd watch it, yeah.
That was a train wreck, of course. Yeah. I love that. No. Somebody else's train wreck I love, just as long as it's...
That was the best program of the pandemic, wasn't it?
It was hot for a while.
Wow. We talked about it every day.
But you know what? I want her to just go away, too.
Unless she's going to admit something.
No, she's not. No way. No way she's going to admit
anything. Aren't we out of those, the time where she can be in trouble for that?
No.
Well, who admits it first, her or OJ? If we were setting a betting line, who would you think goes first?
It's not going to happen.
What's the option for
OJ? OJ admits it at some point, right? Like before he goes?
No.
Like he doesn't go on Twitter like, hey, Twitter world, I did it.
Hey, Twitter
world. When he's on like his deathbed?
No.
You don't think so?
No. OJ's doing just fine.
I just want to tell you something you guys already know.
Right.
Yeah. Anyway, hey.
Measure the replies to that one.
We've got 8 o'clock hour coming up. Jeff Darlington, ESPN NFL Insider. We've got a lot of quarterback stuff to try to figure out what is going on with Aaron Rodgers. What is going to happen to Deshaun Watson as we get ready to open up, man? $50,000 a day if you don't show up. Deshaun Watson goes, I ain't giving up any more money. than I may be giving up here anyway coming up this season. Right now, though, I want to talk to you about Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. Man, interest rates are going to be going up here real soon. They're starting to creep up right now. And Michael Kotze says, hey, let's lock in a low fixed rate in the twos. You can still do it. These low rates, a lot of people taking advantage of with Michael Kotze. He's been making loans happen right here in South Florida for more than 25 years. No nonsense, no run around, straight talk, and great service of getting it done for you. Whether it's answering a question you have or just getting you approved, reverse mortgages, debt consolidation, VA loans, refinancing, call Michael Kotze today. Have a conversation. Anything you have you've been thinking about doing, get it done. Get it started today. Michael Kotze works 7 days a week. And by the way, he's got a special message for all the people out there renting that really want to buy instead of paying $2,500 to $3,000 a month to a landlord. You might as well build up your own equity in your own home. You can do it right now, man. These low rates, still in the twos, where you don't look back and have any regrets because you never know when it'll get back to this again. Get pre-approved in minutes for free when you call Michael Kotze. Here's his cell phone number you can call or text him, 561-441-2730. 561-441-2730. All right, you didn't write it down, so you could call or text him. Just visit choicemortgage.com. That's choicemortgage.com. MLS 166-254. Rates and terms subject to change daily without notice. He's an equal housing lender.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.